The Dome Patrol United Network presents the Dome Patrol Podcast.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm not drunk. I don't know who is, but this is your extra point, two-point conversion, missed field goal by the Chargers, and then made field goal in overtime by the Saints. Instant reaction show. Jason, welcome to the show. You know what I've decided? We're not going to do the whole intro, what's your number thing, because that takes about 15 minutes itself. So, okay. On the show, I'm just going to say we have Jason, Scott, James, and Billy Gunn from the new Dome Patrol United podcast series, Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, releasing on Wednesdays or Thursdays every week for your all your gambling needs. Shameless commercial for you, Gunn. Thank you. All right, and I'm only in a good mood because of the last, well, I'd say the second half of this game. Your instant reactions, was the tale of two halves, or?
Man, I'm just glad we fucking pulled it out and won. That's all I can feel right now. I feel like just a wave of relief and euphoria over my body.
Scott and Jeff tend to be the most negative in the text chain
during the show. I mean, during the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's because I can't allow myself to get too excited about stuff, because I don't know. I'd rather be happy than disappointed, if that makes any sense. But I'll still be disappointed if it leaves. I don't know. It makes no sense. But
it's, well, the 15-16 year standard that you expect now, it's just not there anymore.
It's like a reverse psychology kind of thing, I think.
You don't want to be wrong. It's like I'm gonna rather be right and
miserable
than wrong and hopeful.
Well, yeah. It also didn't help that the first half.
Randy Quaid,
which one?
Major League 2?
Yeah.
Didn't it Randy Quaid on Major League 2?
Yes. But man, the first half sucked.
It did.
We were all questioning whether or not this team had locker room issues. Everything was on the table at that point.
Well, we're talking about benching Breeze and putting Winston in at one point.
I still may stand behind that statement.
I mean, you know, just looking at that point in the first half, I mean, he's throwing picks. He's throwing the ball like 2 yards.
Like I used to throw to my kids when I was teaching them how to catch when they were 6 years old.
I mean he's like what he was doing.
Gingerly. Is he spending too much time on the flag football field maybe, and he's forgetting what it's like to be an NFL quarterback?
No, Jeff, he's old.
He's old. He's old. And he's 5'10". And it's one thing to be Peyton Manning and be old and be like 6'4". And it's another thing to be 5'10" and to kind of lose it physically. You know, and he doesn't have Mike Thomas. And Mike Thomas has been his bailout and his safety net for the last few years. And the good news is the Saints won. They're 3-2. And we're going to have Mike Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders in our receiving core after the bye, after we get healthy. I'm excited. This is great. I mean, it helps that I went 6-1 with my bets this week and showed a 63% profit. If you listen to Taking the Over and took my position, my gambling boner is just now going down from the finish of that game. So I needed the Saints to win, and same thing happened last night with Seattle. I mean, it's just, I love the NFL. I love winning. I love the Saints. We're going to be fine. We're 3-2. We've got some problems. Yeah, there's a chemistry issue perhaps with this team. You know, the Chargers weren't a very good football team. Their offensive line was trash, and they hit it as best as they could. And our defense stepped up, had a great game. You know, don't forget that the defense did their job and got off on a 3-and-out.
It really did.
When that blocking, running into the kicker, you know, that led to 7, that they had legitimately gotten off the field already. So I'm optimistic. I'm an optimist. It helps by winning money, but, you know.
Well, I'll note also, if you see, the Raiders beat the Chiefs yesterday. So maybe the Raiders really are better than what we thought they were, and them beating us wasn't necessarily a sign of the Saints' demise, but rather John Gruden's coaching a good football team over there. They've got an offense. So I take our two losses, well, maybe only one of them really we should have lost. I think winning this week and winning last week, being having to fight back to win, is going to bode well for the second half of the season, right? It's a team, and you've got a team who you have these moments you can point back to and say, "Hey, man, we rallied. We can do this. Don't give up." If you go down 14 points in the first 5 minutes, there's still plenty of football left.
It's like with the opposite of the Falcons. We've been 14 points down and 17 points down 2 weeks in a row and come back and won both games.
So it's actually, we're just preparing for the Falcons games.
With everything going on, it does seem like, yes, we did come back, you know, to win a couple games. The team, I would hope, feels good, but the coaching really needs to step up and improve. It does seem like this is a very undisciplined football team.
Mm-hmm.
And it reflects. Look, as we all love Sean Payton, I love Sean Payton. You love Sean Payton. Everybody loves Sean Payton. But this,
except Nick NRG does not.
Well, right. But
I was right all along.
It all does reflect on him. And yes, while Taysom did score a touchdown in this game, his boner for Taysom and taking Breeze out in games that just totally interrupts the flow of the game is just kind of mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, I mean, that overtime, you know, series would, you know, we're driving, and then he takes Drew out and puts Taysom in. I think it was a second down play, and then we call a timeout. I mean, you just killed any momentum that we had at all. You know, he did score a touchdown, Taysom did, which I believe that tied the game. But, man, I mean, it's, every time he would go in as quarterback, we all were like, "Oh fuck!" You know.
Just before the touchdown.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Time he went in as quarterback, I typed "fuck" or "oh fuck," like it was just guaranteed.
I was trying to be nice, just saying "oh no."
I mean, that's the.
He's so ginger with the ball now. It's like he's too used to holding his little baby. He's treating the ball like it's a baby. It's too delicate. I can't. No, man, grab the ball. Don't be afraid of it. I don't know if it's a confidence thing.
He didn't look afraid on the touchdown run.
No. But he bobbled the snap.
Yep.
Yeah. And he did trip in the backfield on the same play when they ran it in overtime.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
We'll talk about this more later. But, I mean, you know, the refs completely blew a fucking face mask. Call on Taysom in the end.
And like, I'm tired of being like every week we have to do this whole the refs. And I'm kind of getting sick of it. Like, I hate that we have to do it, but it is true. I mean, tonight, dude, I mean, I counted how many blatant, and I know there's holding on every play, but there was blatant times where Saints defensive linemen were literally being tackled, smashed into the ground, held backwards. You know, when you see a guy leaning backwards, arms flailing, it's usually a sign of holding. Refs didn't call it. I don't think they called holding at all on the Chargers.
No.
Then the face mask on Taysom. I mean, there's so many flags that you could see easily could have been called on the Chargers. And then they're going to go throw all these flags on us. And then they didn't call the OPI in overtime on them either. Granted, it didn't hurt us, but
did the Chargers have any flags thrown on them today?
Yeah, I think one or two, maybe. We'll see in the box score, but there might have been one.
It's a situation now where whenever the other team throws a pass and it's incomplete, you're just waiting for the flag to come down. Like we're programmed now to see it.
And Drew threw one at in the end over there to Sanders, who was being manhandled, and that's why Drew saw it. So he's like, "Oh, if I throw it over here, that's going to be a free pass interference." That's why he threw it to a guy who wasn't open. That's what Drew Brees would do, and they didn't call it.
Yeah, whatever. We just need to accept that we get reffed differently to other teams now. It's just
I want to know how long are we going to have to endure this? Like, when does the NFL call off the dogs?
Unfortunately, they won. The Chargers had one penalty, 10 yards.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's hard. That shows you there's a problem.
I mean, that is – no, look, the Saints only had 5 for 60. But 1 for 10, really?
But we're biased. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're biased.
Yeah. Well, every bar graph, statistic, and chart shows how egregious it is, right? The data – The data doesn't lie. Data does not lie. And the data's out there for everybody to see.
Yeah, the disparity between us and everybody else is too big to be accidental.
Right.
Yeah. On the plus side, thank God for Emmanuel Sanders tonight.
Mm. Hey, there's a bright spot. Yeah. Also, one thing I noted, Anzalone is still playing. This is another silver lining.
It's a good thing.
Emmanuel Sanders was huge. Will Lutz was huge. And our new kick returner, Callaway, he made a significant difference in the field position game on his punt returns, on the ones that did not get called back for holding. You know, getting 12 or 13 yards per punt return when the, you know, that's huge. And we had excellent starting field position due to him when we did.
Yep.
And then when the penalty, usually when we didn't after a punt, it was a result of holding penalties on the punt or like trying to perform a stone cold stunner on their punter.
It's almost like you try to catch him in midair.
Yeah, he was setting him up for the diamond cutter.
I'll say also, I like Callaway's receiving tonight. He caught a couple of balls. Yep. And fought pretty hard. I like him.
Yep, he looked good.
Kid's got chutzpah.
You know, it makes me wonder when Thomas comes back. I'm hoping Emmanuel Sanders doesn't disappear. You know, like we've seen Traquan do when Michael Thomas is in the game. And it may not be just, you know, it might just be Drew looking for Michael Thomas and not other receivers. I don't know, but I'm hoping that they complement each other and use them effectively, because we can see that Sanders can ball.
Yeah, Sanders is a big-time talent now that he's learned the offense. You're seeing it happen. And so we're going to come back after the bye. We're going to have MT and Sanders. We've got a lot of reason for optimism. 3-2, winning record going into the bye week, 14-2, Super Bowl.
Team gets healthy at the right time.
That's right.
I'd rather get all our injuries out in the beginning of the season.
Yeah,
come back healthy after the bye.
If Andrews Pete wants to get another injury, you know, an injury, that's fine too.
Yeah, he can take an injury. Now Easton went out with the concussion. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah,
but Easton, we got the bye next week, so that's okay.
We got the bye next week, so that's okay.
Armstead's injured, which we didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got his left hand. I think he's got his left hand in a cast.
How about that Kamara catch in the fourth quarter?
Serious,
oh,
man.
Wow.
You don't even see receivers make catches like that.
Oh. He's a running back, and he's making catches like that. It's just insane.
He's special.
That's why you pay him. Nice. That's why you pay a guy like that.
We probably didn't pay him enough.
And look, props to Justin Herbert. He had a good game. He's been playing well. I mean, the record doesn't reflect it, but man, he's been balling, and he's gonna be trouble in the NFL for a long time.
I want our running gag on him though to be the pimply faced teenager from The Simpsons. No, from The Simpsons. Hey, Mr. Simpson. That's what he reminds me of.
Now he did play. He has played well. You know, they put up a fight last week against Tampa. And he's still going against NFL competition, but man, the lack of fans has such a huge impact. I just don't feel that he'd be able to do that if in a full Superdome. Now, look, our defense, our secondary has played that poorly. Maybe he would have still done it. I think the lack of fans is helping some of these younger guys and inexperienced guys this year.
Quite possible. Definitely quite possible.
Did you guys notice that the end dome announcer on third downs was holding the third down as long as he could to try and make some noise to disrupt the huddle? Yeah. It's like he's like, it's third. Like the whole time they were in the huddle. Third down.
Yeah,
I've got the whole time they were in the huddle.
Kudos to break the huddle. That's right.
Yeah.
He's the real MVP.
He is the MVP. Put him on the list too. Yeah.
Well, hopefully that's the last game with no fans.
Oh, I know.
You don't quite know Miss LaToya like we do.
Well, no, true. I'm beginning to understand from a few of your posts.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm assuming all the Florida teams are going to start having fans. I know they were LSU plays Florida this week. They were talking about having the swamp packed. So
But I think it was either the – I don't know who denied – like the AD. Like I know the coach wanted more fans because they lost at A&M. I think the AD denied it.
They're all right, this is a Saints instant reaction show, guys. Let's stay on topic.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right. Leave it to Scott. Classic Scott. Got to
look, it was stressful, but it seems like every game is going to be stressful.
Yeah. I mean, every game, my blood pressure is going to be high. James might keel over at some point. I mean, I worry about James.
I don't
James,
know. I think when Michael Thomas again, comes James. Back, I, guys, when Michael Thomas comes back, that could very well change everything. Like this bye week couldn't come at a better time. Everybody comes back. I'm kind of with Gunn on this, and you know, maybe if tonight's game ended the other way, I wouldn't feel as optimistic. But there are enough. No, there's enough reasons to believe. Really, the only question mark I have on the post bye week. Is Drew Brees? He's my question mark.
The secondary. There's a lot of questions in the secondary. Our secondary is not good right now. They're not.
They're also not the reason we're in the problems that we have. They're not the cause. They're not the biggest problem. Tonight,
did you see that B Rob blown coverage?
But they kept they. I mean, if not for the ball being on the 5 yard line for Drew Brees' interception, they'd only let up 14 points. You should win every game that your defense only lets up 14 points, unless you're the Falcons.
The Saints scored 30 points tonight against a good defense. That should win the game.
At this point, I'm more concerned with the secondary than I am with Drew Brees. Drew Brees has shown two. I mean, I know he started slowly today, but the second half he was like the old Drew, right? Not throwing it as far, but the secondary there's just something wrong, and I don't know whether it's Jenkins missing or
maybe.
Yeah, and the only thing that concerns me with Drew is can he keep it up the whole year? And I don't.
It does seem like he's. It does seem like he's saving the deep throws. You know, it's kind of like when you're playing a video game, you only have so many specials. You know, he's trying to save them up for the second half of the season.
He's hitting his boost in the
He used a boost on that Cook touchdown.
Yes, he did. Yeah. And I was wondering if he has to ice his arm down tonight.
And it took everything within him to throw that ball that deep. I mean, look at the play. It took everything for him to get that ball down.
21 yards in the air, wasn't it? 20 or 30 yards in the air?
Yeah, 35 yards in the air, I think that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, all right. I guess the coaching.
Just we got coaching we got
discipline and coaching decisions being made. There's your other question mark for, you know, so it's coaching, it's the secondary, and it's Drew Brees' arm strength.
I think one more is Michael Thomas. Is he going to come back or is he going to start his MMA career?
Is he going to be like one of a prima donna type that isn't on the team after next year?
I don't know.
Or is he just being passionate and they use that as an excuse to set an example, knowing full well they didn't want to play him tonight anyway because of his ankle.
This is
kind of like a serendipitous situation. We can kill two birds with one stone.
That wouldn't surprise me.
So maybe it's just that and there's nothing to be concerned about. Winning cures everything. All right, well, we'll discuss more tomorrow when we record the larger show. In the meantime, that's all the show we have for you for the instant reaction. Thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week, telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network, where you only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including the 2-Point Conversion instant reaction show that you're listening to right now, the Dome Patrol podcast, the BS and Beer Saints podcast, and Taking the Over with Billy Gunn. Follow the Dome Patrol podcast. That is all free, and It's interesting how other podcasts started doing a gambling show after Taking the Over
I can promise you this, Jeff. Their gambling guy is an 18-5 on the season.
And they try to make you pay for their shit.
With an over
50%. I don't think he's 18-5 in his career, to be honest.
Yeah, so we'll be all right, man. It's a free show.
There you go. That's right. Follow the Dome Patrol podcast on Twitter at Dome Patrol US and Dome Patrol UK. Follow BS and Beer Saints podcast at BS and Beer Media. And follow Taking the Over with Billy Gunn at Taking the Over, right?
Yep.
Surprised that was available. Follow us on Facebook for live streams. Just search for Dome Patrol Podcast. And if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, go to Dome Patrol Podcast.
Heck yeah.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, A-Bear, not Herbert, donkeys.
Good night, you that name. You again, Valerie. You make me wish I was there. Valerie, you're like a knife in my head, yeah. I'll never, ever be the same. My life is ruined, you're to blame.
Every moment of the year we spent, you pushed me further and further over the edge.